And when's it get like more in the mornings or?
Good morning, Dependable Lumber. This is Anita.
Hey, Anita, is Michelle available?
She is not. I think she's with a customer. May I ask who's calling?
Okay, yeah, this is Sam with the Bank of Cardiff.
Bank of Cardiff?
Yes.
All right, just a moment, please.
Sure.
Good afternoon. This is Michelle.
Hey, Michelle. This is Sam with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for asking. Actually, just trying to touch base with you. Looks like been a little while since we talked to you guys. I just wanted to check in, see if you had any, you know, upcoming equipment or capital needs that we might be able to help you out with.
I don't at this time. I still, possibly in the next few months, we need to look at some possible software updating. So I may be in the market then if that's something you're interested in.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
You said in a couple of months. How soon were you looking to do it?
Well, I would like to get it done this year. And I've kind of ended up, we wanted to get it done this winter when it was slow, and then I had some health issues, and I had to take care of those. And so we may be looking more towards fall. I don't want to do it in my busy season.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So,
all right. Did you have any idea how much it was going to cost?
Oh, I think it's under $100,000. I think we're looking at around $60,000 or $70,000.
Oh, okay. Okay. What type of software update was it?
Well, I'm unfortunately the software we use now is updated and it's still supported, but there's no changes being done to it. So it's just a lumber point of sale operation.
Oh, okay.
And so I'm looking at, you know, I'm leaning heavily towards Spruce, and if you're familiar with them at all, they're probably one of the larger lumber hardware retail software.
Oh, okay.
Operations. So that's
kind of
what. Yeah, we're looking for possibly maybe updating one of our trucks if we decide to stay with the software for another year. So then I may invest in a new truck. So.
Oh, okay. All right. Now, have you looked anywhere for funding for it yet, or is it still a little too far
I
out
haven't.
For you?
Okay. Yeah. No, I have not even gotten started. Actually, I'm just really I've been in and out for the last 2 months. So.
Sure. Okay.
Now I'm starting to get my feet wet again and get busy with what we need to get done.
I see. Well, yeah, you know, we'd love to, you know, throw our hat in the ring, see if there's something we can help you out with.
Okay. If you would want to email me, Sam, your information.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
What's a good email address for you, Michelle?
It's M. Cumston, my last name, which is CUMPSTON at TDF.net.
TDF.net. That's F as in Frank?
No, S as in Stan.
Oh, okay.
Maybe you better repeat my last name, too, to make sure.
Yes. I have MCUMPSTON at TDF.net.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, perfect. So what I'll do, Michelle, is I'll send you a quick email right now.
Okay.
And you'll have my direct contact information on there.
Okay.
So if you have any questions or anything comes up, you know, in the meantime,
I will give you
a call. Go ahead and reach out. Yeah, and I'll be in contact with you. I'll check in with you.
Okay.
you know, as we get closer to the time that we're looking to move forward.
Sounds good.
Okay, perfect.
All right, Sam.
All right, well, thanks for the time, Michelle. It was nice talking to you.
You too. Okay.
All right, have a good one.
You too. Bye.